He says, Mother, what's Jim's address? Jim had gone to Birmingham. At that time, he was with the telephone company. When Jim had gone into the service, why, when they interviewed him at college, and he told them that he had already committed himself for his military service, that he wanted to get that behind him before he went to work. And the gentleman who came over to interview him told him, he says, with your record, says, all we want you to do, if you work one day or 1 week or 3 weeks or 1 month with the telephone company, then you will have all the privileges and all everything with the phone company. So he came back, of course, to the phone company in Birmingham, and he's been with the bank, though, now for almost 10 years. So Joe Donnell wanted to know what Jim's address was. He went just as straight to Birmingham as he could go and talked to Jimmy, asked him what courses he took at the university. He went to the university, and now he's a banker.
Well, I'll be. That's remarkable. The same thing just about happened to my brother. He dropped out of high school and joined the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And spent 4 years in the Marine Corps and then came back and came down to visit me in Florence and liked it and stayed there. And he's graduating this semester
as
an artist. He's a ceramicist.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really proud.
Proud of him. Well, I know you are. Well, as I said, we're very, very proud of our...
Well, you certainly have.
And I think we have now 6 grandchildren and a daughter who lives here, and we're scared to death that they're going to be moved to her husband's with Boeing, and we're just holding our breath. And
well, is the aerospace industry dying out as badly as they say it is around here?
Well, yes, it's dying out, I'm sure of that. But there are so many opportunities for so many different people or different organizations to come in here. You know, the materials are here, and the buildings are here, where they can go in and do quite a number of things and change over into doing a lot of things. I think if the Chamber of Commerce or these people who are trying to expand, I said it amazes me because, you know, we'll read about so many being laid off at the arsenal, so many, and then the next time you hear about it, they're trying to hire new people and new this and new that, and you just never know what's going to take place.
Sort of the economy here is shifting from the arsenal to
other things. Well, it's shifting to other things, but I said it's I never have seen such huge homes being built and expensive places going up, and there must be money somewhere. But I can't figure it out. I don't know. Of course, they've closed down so much, and they'll tell you one time, you know, that there's not any possibility of this, that, and the other. However, Boeing has closed down, of course, at one time, you know, they were a big space industry here. But my son-in-law is I said he was a cost analyst. That was what his title was, but he's gone up. On up, and it's something else now. And he says the only thing about if he knew that he could get something else, of course he has a marvelous setup where he is with Boeing right now. But neither of them want to move to Seattle, and he said that if he goes to Seattle, if he knew there was any possibility at all for him to get back, even back this way, you know. But he's gone just about as high as he can go without being an engineer.